Elvis, are you calloused to the criticism about your size, and is that something that kind of just blows off your shoulders now?
All I ever wanted is the opportunity to play in the National Football League, so, you know, I just take that as a fuel to, you know, fuel my tank up and you know, show everybody, you know, I can play in this level.
How's it going?
It's going great, you know, great opportunity, great atmosphere, great team, first-class organization, so pretty excited to be here.
You feel like Al said some nice things about you yesterday. You feel you came here, people kind of wondered if you could, and you feel like you proved that in the brief time you've been here?
Not yet. You know, I still got a lot of work to do, but, you know, I'm showing promise of things. And, you know, I'm a hard worker, and I just like to work hard, so.
Al was asked about your size yesterday, and he said you're actually using it to an advantage, though, because of the leverage you're able to get.
Yeah, definitely. That's how I do it. That's how I did it since high school, to college, and, you know, National League. So, yeah, you know, my height is instant leverage. My long arms allow me to have separation. And so, you know, I think it's a disadvantage for the offensive linemen.
Coach had mentioned he might try you inside on draft day. Do you have any concerns about that? Would you prefer to stay outside? Do you care at this point?
I just play whatever coaches ask me to play. I've been playing tackle in and out, so. You know, I've been doing a lot, so, you know, just working hard.
Would that be hard? Would you have to change your technique a lot moving
inside? Not really. Just got to be familiar with different techniques, and, you know, just got to study a playbook a lot harder now. And but, you know, it's an opportunity to get on the field, so you got to take advantage of that.
The forced fumbles, the sacks, have you always had a knack for big plays?
Yeah, I like to be a big play guy, and hopefully I can, you know, come and contribute that to this team and, you know, help, you know, contribute something to this defense.
What is it? I mean, you have a knack for the ball. I mean, that you're able to be involved in some of the big plays, because you look at your stats versus all the other college guys, and you're up top with everything.
You know, it's just like when you make the sack, you got to take advantage of when you get there. You know, I like to get hit the quarterback and get the ball out. You know, we practiced that in college, the turnover drill, sort of took advantage of that moment. It paid off for me in my performance.
So what's it like going through life with a first game in office?
I've been asked that question throughout my life, and you know, I'm used to it now. So I guess I was born a star.
were your mom a big Elvis fan?
Yeah, my mom was an Elvis Presley fan. So,
you guys, give you a hard time? Would they change your name? Would give you a nickname or anything?
No, I haven't had a problem yet. So maybe they were probably waiting. So.
When you were picked fourth in the fourth round, with the stats that you had in college, what you had done, were you surprised you lasted that long?
Yeah, I was surprised. I really thought I'd be gone at least the first day. But, you know, I took it as a lot of people don't even get an opportunity to get drafted. So, you know, I just took the positive road and, you know, show people in 2-3 years from now that, you know, it was a mistake. So.
Do you have a hard chip on your shoulder, so to speak?
I think I have a brick on my shoulder.
You look around, there's a lot of defensive linemen here. Do you play the numbers game in your head and say, man, we got all these veterans, that guy's going to make it? And wonder kind of where you fit in?
You know, I haven't really looked at that. It's just my thing is, you know, to go out and work hard and compete and, you know, play my game and, you know, try to contribute something special. And, you know, the chips will fall in the right places, so.
Do you have a problem with the way players are evaluated? Certain specifications, height, weight, size, something like that? Do you think that a lot of players who don't meet those specifications are being overlooked because of that?
I don't know. I guess it's the expert standard, I guess. I don't know how you measure a football player, but I think it's you play the game between the lines, not on paper. So, I mean, there's players who's probably undersized who really don't make it. So I guess, you know, it's pros and cons to that. So, you know, I'm just hopefully be one of those players who make it.
The only guy who was not an offensive guy drafted. Well, you got to feel pretty special there. All the pressure's on you.
I work under pressure.
How do you pronounce your last name?
It's Dumerville.
Dumerville.
Correct.
You guys good?
All right, thank you guys.
And thanks, you guys.